Let's open our Bibles to Romans chapter 13, please. Romans chapter 13. And we are concluding our clothed series this morning. Gosh, I personally have enjoyed this series, not because I'm teaching it, though that's not bad, but because of the verses we've looked at over the last about month, I think it is. So Romans chapter 13, we're going to read one verse of scripture, the very last verse of the chapter, of the 13th chapter of Romans. Romans 13. And let's read it. Verse 14. Romans 13, verse 14. But put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill its lust. Notice the first part of the command. Put on the Lord Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Gracious God, we offer ourselves to you. Give us eyes to see, ears to hear. Lord, resensitize our spirits with your word and by your Holy Spirit. Help us to receive and be encouraged and be challenged by your word. It is through your precious name, Lord Jesus, that we pray. Amen. All righty, clothes say a lot about a person, don't they? Clothes say a lot about a person, don't they? Thank you, MJ. I wasn't fishing for compliments, but they say what we value, what is important. You know, like in terms of some of the celebrities that are on the red carpet. Any of you ever tune into that, the red carpet interviews? I like to, just to see what people are wearing. And we have a couple of slides this morning that I want to show you. The first one is Gwyneth Paltrow. And she is wearing Oscar de la Renta. In fact, they don't ask these celebrities, what are you wearing? They ask them, who are you wearing? Right? Nowadays, they don't ask, what are you wearing? They say, who are you? Well, I'm wearing Oscar de la Renta. Next slide, please. Jessica Chastain. She is wearing Versace. Next one. That is Felicity Jones, and she is wearing Polo Ralph Lauren. They ask, who are you wearing? And now, given that, church family, I want to ask you this morning, who are you wearing the majority of your time? I want the people to think that we're a classy church. It's getting hot up here, sorry. Whew, mercy. Okay, I'm not talking clothing-wise, and I'm not talking Old Glory from Walmart. I'm talking spiritually speaking here. Who are you wearing? Jesus. Thank you. When you answer Jesus in church, you 99.9% of the time, you're going to be accurate, right? So the scripture says, put on the Lord Jesus Christ. Put on the Lord Jesus Christ. Notice that thought, church family. This is the verse that got all this whole series started. I was revolving that thought in my mind over and over and over for my personal life. Put on the Lord Jesus Christ. And this prompted the whole series, but it says in the verse that we can wear the attributes of our Lord and our Savior like clothing. Put on the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, notice what the second half of the verse says. It says, do not make provision for the what? For the flesh. Now, I'll quote a different translation that really breaks it down better for us. It says, do not set the stage for sin. Isn't that much more clear? What happens, church family? Can we be real this morning? What happens when you and I set the stage for sin? What are we going to end up doing? We're going to sin, right? You know, I once heard the story of this young couple. A pastor, a friend of mine, shared this with me. He said there was a young couple that was going down to the river every evening to pray and read their Bible, and they were dating each other, and then they would come and go. They would go and talk to the pastor that was sharing this with me. He said, Pastor, we're so sorry. The pastor said, well, if you're praying and if you're reading your Bible, why are you ending up doing this? Oh, Pastor, we don't mean it. Well, what happened is they were alone. Come on, somebody. They might have lied to themselves that they were going to read the Bible and pray. What were they doing in reality? They were setting the stage to do what? To sin. And when you set the stage to sin, what are you and I going to do? Sin. Now, let me say here, I'm not preaching down from an ivory tower. I've done it myself. Now, don't look at me with a glare of judgmentalism. How many of you would be honest enough and secure enough to raise your hand in the house of God and say, I too have set the stage for sin? Thank you. God bless you. Okay. Now, we can move on. Now, turn with me to John chapter 11, please. John chapter 11. So, the scripture tells us to wear Jesus Christ. So if somebody put me on the red carpet, on the spiritual red carpet, and I would hope that when I was asked, who are you wearing, I could respond with, I am wearing the Lord Jesus Christ, right? Okay, we're going to read one verse. This is the story of Lazarus when Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead, verse 44 of John chapter 11. And he who had died came out. Remember, in verse 43, Jesus called out to him in a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. Verse 44, and when he who had died came out bound hand and foot with grave clothes, what did he come out bound with? Grave clothes. And his face was wrapped with a cloth. Jesus said to them, the people around, loose him and do what? Let him go. Church family, listen, the reality is when you and I gave our lives to Jesus Christ, we came out of spiritual death, out of the kingdom of darkness, with our grave clothes. How many of you would agree with me that we had grave clothes because our old self died? Come on, somebody. Our old self died when we were born again, when we accepted Christ as personal Lord and Savior, right? Our old self died, and then our new self, we are now, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, says we are new creation, right? Made in the image and the likeness and in God's holiness and righteousness according to his image, right? So there's a new self that came forth, and we had to take off what kind of clothes? The grave clothes. Now, why do I say that? Why do I share those two scriptures back to back? Because there are only two possible things you can wear as a believer. Number one, you can wear the Lord Jesus Christ. Or number two, you can wear your old, stinky, muggy, decrepit, I'm running out of adjectives, dumpy grave clothes of your old self. Right? There are only two things you can wear as a believer. You can put on the Lord Jesus Christ, or you can wear your old grave clothes. Right? Let me give you an illustration that will help you understand the contrast. Okay, one time I was doing a wedding south of here. This was several years ago. I was in my 30s. So about 20 years ago, there was a very beautiful family. You know, the bride was a very lovely lady, her sister, lovely lady. And they were there. I showed up for the rehearsal Friday night. The wedding was going to be on a Saturday. And the sister kind of drew my attention because she was wearing a fuchsia shirt, you know, pink, hot pink shirt that said, literally, a little drama never hurt anyone. So I thought, I found that curious, but, you know, kept doing my job to try to get everyone. Well, I saw her throughout the course of the rehearsal. She was being very combative, very difficult. She was copying an attitude that I didn't quite like, but it was not my place to say anything, right? So we finished with a rehearsal. Well, I noticed that this chick with a fuchsia t-shirt was saying a few expletives towards her older sister, the bride. I followed her younger sister outside, and thus commenced an argument. Well, I'm walking toward my car because rehearsal was done. I was going to drive off peacefully and say, you know, I've done my job for tonight. But then I noticed as I'm opening my car door, I look up, and there the younger sister has the older sister pinned against the church wall and about to clock her. The chick that said a little drama never hurt anyone. So I close my car door and I walk over to where they're standing. And I said, ladies, let's just cool down. Let's just talk it over. And the more reasonable one, the bride, was like, yes, let's just do it. And the other one was just had a smirk on her face, and she was just being difficult. So they broke it up. Next day, I show up for the wedding, and here is this younger sister that the day before looked like she was possessed of the devil, and now she looks like an angel. She doesn't say anything. She is well-mannered. She is polite throughout the entire wedding, throughout the reception. And after it was all done, I walked up to the older sister and I said, what happened to your younger sister? She's like, oh, she took her medication. I thought that somebody cast the devil out of her. She was angelic. It was just a stark contrast. Why do I give that illustration? How many of us know there's a stark contrast, church family, between putting on the Lord Jesus Christ or wearing, as a believer, continuing or choosing to wear our old grave clothes? Joe, have you ever worn your old grave clothes? Of course I have. Who hasn't? I remember one time, my oldest daughter and I were in El Paso, Texas. We were visiting my mom and such, and I had rented a nice Durango. So it was a big SUV, and there was this car that cut me off last minute, so I had to slam the brakes on. And I was like, what in the world just happened? And so the car turned right because they were going to miss their right turn, so they decided to cut me off and take a right. So I just decided to take a right and follow them. And my daughter's like, Dad, what are you doing? I said, I'm going to let them know they should not have done that. Well, what's that called? That's not called the Lord Jesus Christ, right, now? That's called my old grave clothes, right, brother? So there's a stark contrast, church family. But listen, here's another verse of scripture that I want us to take down if you're taking notes. Galatians chapter 3, verse 27 says, since you have been united with Christ in baptism, listen, put on Christ as if you were wearing new clothes. I like that. Put on the Lord Jesus Christ as if you were wearing new clothes. That's out of the New Living Translation. Okay, so let's talk about new clothes. Is that okay? Can we talk about new clothes? Who likes to wear new clothes? Oh, everybody. Oh, yeah, all the ladies, all the guys are like, you know, give me my Carhartts, I'm good. So, you know, the ladies love new clothes. I like new clothes. Kelly got to buy new clothes while we were out in Virginia Beach because she said, I'm tired of wearing the same old things. And I said, honey, let's go shopping. Well, where can we go shopping? I never find anything. Let's go to TJ Maxx. Well, she came out with bags full, thank God. Well, the last time she was here, you know, everything she was wearing was brand new. And what three things? I want to talk about three things that new clothes do for you. Number one, they make you look better. Am I right? They make you look better. How many of us know that wearing the attributes of the Lord Jesus will make us look better. How many of you know that patience looks better on you than being a short fuse? How many of you know that biting your tongue instead of giving somebody a piece of your mind looks better on you? How many of you know that taking the high road instead of the low road looks better on you? How many of you know that being gentle instead of being angry and combative and difficult looks better on you? Right? Now, this is my old grave clothes. Oh, yeah, they feel comfortable. Come on, somebody. My old grave clothes look they're comfortable. I've worn these for decades. Yeah, I want to give them a piece of my mind. But putting on the Lord Jesus Christ is like this. I feel like I'm dying. I don't want to bite my tongue. They don't deserve my silence. They deserve me telling them the what fors, you know. So the grave clothes are more comfortable because your insides want to act out of instinct instead of out of principle. But when we put on the Lord Jesus Christ, we're acting out of principle. So the main point is that I'll look better when I put on the Lord Jesus Christ, right? It's like wearing new clothes. I will look better. Psalm 33:1. Listen carefully. This is really good scripture. It says, praise is comely on the upright. Praising God looks good on you. How many of you believe that? Instead of complaining. How many people complain? Praise looks good on God's people. How does complaining look like on God's people? Not so good. Not so good, does it? So when we put on the Lord Jesus Christ, you will look better. Point number two, when you wear new clothes, you are dressing up for an occasion. You are dressing up for an occasion. Okay? Now, I remember one time a friend of mine was coming in from out of town. And, you know, he's kind of like the wind. You never know when he's going to come or go. And he'll just pop in some day and say, hey, do you mind if I crash here for the night? I said, yeah, not a problem. He graduated with me from college. We have been best of friends since 1986. Long time. And we've been to Wyoming, Montana. We have gone ATVing on top of mountains, 10,000 feet high. We have gone through all these amazing adventures. So he's a very, very good friend of mine. So he wanted to go to this restaurant, and I said, hey, yeah, this is a good restaurant. So I got dressed, and he's like, why are you dressing up? And I said, well, that's just how I dress. He's like, oh, I'm going to go in my shorts and my sandals and my T-shirt. Well, we walk in, everybody's dressed up. And all of a sudden, he starts feeling self-conscious. Like, ooh, I underdressed. How many of you hate being underdressed? How many of you would rather be overdressed than underdressed? Right? I'm that way. And so I was there. I was blending in with everybody. He was like, ooh, gosh. Ooh. He's like, bro, you should have told me. I said, you saw how I dressed. So the point is we dress for an occasion. What is our occasion as believers? Our occasion is representing Jesus Christ. Right? Isn't that what a Christian is? It's a little Christ. A little Christ. I want to be a representation in my part of my world to the people that I come in contact with of Jesus Christ. I am dressing for an occasion. Okay? Now, let's go to number three. Number three, what new clothes, because the Bible says in Galatians 3:27 that we should put on Christ as if we were wearing new clothes. Well, number one is that we'll look better. Number two is we're dressing for an occasion. And number three, it'll give you confidence. All right? How many of you would say that when you wear new clothes or something that you just bought recently, that it gives you confidence? Something about clothes, church family, that You know, they say in the corporate world, you dress for success. You dress to exude success, right? Well, as a believer, there is no greater success than putting on the Lord Jesus Christ. Am I right? Right? Now, when we start doing it, it's going to seem a little hard. And you just have to, sometimes you'll just have to learn how to deny yourself. You know, we've been talking about occasions and such. Sometimes that'll mean that, you know, that I'm going to allow someone to, if they're crazy and if they're put out with me, that I'm just going to have to let them vent without me retaliating with my words. Come on, somebody. It is tough, isn't it, brother? I'm going to let someone be rude to me without me being rude back to them. Can I take it another level? I'm going to have to learn how to hate wickedness and love righteousness. Because that's Jesus. Jesus is the King of righteousness. And he loves righteousness and he hates wickedness. Right? I can go in all kinds of directions. The abortion movement, for years, it is so overwhelming that I cannot wrap my mind around it. And I just grieve. I grieve, and a part of me cries out in my heart, how long, Lord, before you avenge the innocent blood of all these children's lives? Amen. Right? But I don't stop there. I look at some of the evil in my life, and I'm not a serial killer or anything like that. But I look at some of the sin in my life, and I have to hate that sin as well. Sometimes my own sin leaves me baffled and confused, and how could I, on a Sunday, stand up and minister the word? I'm talking about me. Stand up and minister the word, and yet have evil desires in me that I hate and I don't like. But those evil desires seem to love the grave clothes. Come on, somebody. They want to go back to the old Joe. Give the devil no room. But the way we do that is through putting on the grave clothes. So let's land this plane, church family. So what do we do then? I want to ask us this morning, who are we wearing the majority of the time? Who are we wearing? Are we wearing Jesus? Or are we wearing our old selves? That's a good question for us to ask on a regular basis. Ask ourselves, who am I wearing? Am I putting on the Lord Jesus Christ as if I was wearing new clothes? Or am I wearing my old gray clothes? Am I running back? Because, as Paul said in Galatians chapter 2, verse 20, I'm giving you a lot of scripture, church family, because I felt about a month and a half ago convicted by the Lord to share as much scripture as I can with you. Galatians 2:20 says, I have been crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but who lives in me? Christ lives in me. So we want to let Jesus, the Jesus who lives in us, to live his life through us, don't we? Amen? All right, let's pray. Gracious Lord, thank you for your love for us. Thank you for your goodness, God. Father, help us to put on the Lord Jesus Christ. Help us, Lord, not to run back to the old gray clothes. Help us to wear Jesus like we would new clothes. He'll make us look better. Lord, we'll be dressing for the occasion as a believer. We'll be appropriately dressed. And Lord, we'll have confidence to represent Jesus. We'll have confidence in our salvation. We give you thanks for all this in Jesus' name. Amen.